Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen.
How are you?
And welcome.
Ooh, didn't slurp that time.
To a brand new segment.
Mm-hmm.
We are calling Second Chance Cinema.
Yeah. Everybody deserves a second chance. Movies too.
I don't know. This is either gonna be like an abject failure.
Well, I'm gonna pay you back in the same series.
Okay.
But go ahead and introduce the movie, okay. And then I'll tell you. Well, I mean, you already know. Just going.
Oh yeah.
It'll be obvious.
Well, today we're celebrating Aliens Day, 426, mm-hmm. LV 426, and so Cameron and I are going to watch Prometheus.
Right.
Now, the whole point of this segment is that we're re-watching movies that either both of us or one of us didn't really care for the first time around.
Yeah.
That maybe is kind of universally liked or disliked, or mm-hmm. it's a pretty solid split, to see if anything's changed in the last few years.
Right.
So this was 2012. 4 years is enough time, I think.
Man, was it that long?
Yeah.
Jeez, because we saw this, like, opening weekend.
Yeah.
And
it was me, you, who
Ethan?
Else?
Ethan, oh, and yeah. Heather, I think.
Yeah, holy shit.
Wow, Ethan hasn't been on back on
we
the show.
We need to have him and Philip back on soon. Mm-hmm. Wow. That, yeah, it's pretty crazy. What a turd of a cat.
Yeah, you know, the cat's just lurking, waiting to
pounce at me.
Yep.
He's very docile today.
Well, he's hungry, so.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll see how long it lasts.
I guess the way that we should do it, we didn't really, we're going into this just like, hey, seat of our pants.
Yeah.
I think we should talk about how we felt about the movie.
Okay.
Originally.
Well, yeah, like I was saying, we went to the theater to see it together.
Right.
And I kept telling you, this is my prognosis negative. Because there's that movie in Seinfeld that George is so excited to see,
right.
And nobody really cares as much as he does.
Right.
And the standout memory to me is him using the call button on Jerry's apartment speaker, or whatever that thing's called. I'm a suburban type, so I don't know. But anyway, he was like, prognosis negative. And yeah, so obviously the name's similar, Prometheus. So
Prometheus,
let us watch it.
For me, it was. I mean, I'm a fan of the Alien films.
Mm-hmm.
And so anything in that universe, I was interested in.
Going back to Ridley Scott,
right? Yeah, exactly. So it was kind of like, oh, okay, so we're playing in the same sandbox.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I mean, all of the trailers kind of had me excited. And then we sat down for the movie,
mm-hmm.
And, man, what I recall, see, this is going to be interesting because I have not watched this again since.
Yeah.
I just recall a lot of really boneheaded shit happening, which I don't know that will change at all.
I think there are, because I've seen it, I watched it on a plane.
Oh, wow. Why would you choose that?
Because I like the movie.
Yeah, I know.
There's at least one moment I can think of that is genuinely boneheaded, like, what are you doing? But the rest of it I still
like.
Is it
the running sequence?
The running?
At the end? She's running right in the path of the thing instead of running to the side?
No, I'm not even sure what you're talking about.
The giant rolling thing that's coming at her?
I've lost all memory of that.
Oh, yeah. It's at the end. She just stays, like, right in the path of the thing. Because it's not, like, chasing her.
Right.
Let's see. So, yeah, I mean, I just remember feeling like it was so... Like, it could have been a... You didn't have to be in the Alien universe.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's so far removed. But there are still those, like, little pepperings... And I just felt like it brought up more questions than it answered.
It did bring up a lot of questions.
And originally, the plan was to take it further away from the Alien universe.
Mm-hmm.
That's no longer the plan.
Right.
So for the sequel that was announced and is now filming, it's called Alien Covenant.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, that's a good sign, potentially.
Right.
And I think a lot of why I didn't like it hinged on that. The fact that, oh, well...
If you already knew it was going into crazy land. And
right. Like, I mean, if it was going to be... If we're going to get another movie that is further away from giving us answers about what's happening,
mm-hmm.
what the fuck do I want that for?
Right.
I remember really liking... What's her name? Noomi Rapace? Is that...
Yes. Yes.
I liked her a lot.
She was
Fassbender was great.
Mm-hmm.
Idris Elba's in it.
Yep.
Rebecca Romijn. Right? Is that no? It's not her. It's Charlize Theron.
Yeah, Charlize Theron.
She was great. So good that I forgot who she was.
She's that other.
I remember there being like a brief Patrick Wilson cameo for no reason at all.
I think there's a guy that is very Patrick Wilson-ish.
No, it's him. He plays the father in the video.
The guy that. Well, first of all, spoilers. Oh. We're going to be spoiling this movie all over the place. Yeah. So, yeah, turn
if
back
you
now.
You haven't seen Prometheus.
No, it's Guy Pearce you're thinking of. Guy Pearce is the old man.
Nope, that's not what I'm thinking of.
Okay.
I'll point him out.
Okay.
Because it shows up really early.
So he has just like a really brief thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's in like a video and it's... No, I remember Guy Pearce. And I remember... So I should say, yeah, I mean, if we're going to spoil, let's spoil. I remember thinking... There's no way that Guy Pearce is going to be in this thing for 30 seconds. I knew he was, like, that they were going to bring him back.
Yeah, that he wasn't dead.
Yeah, so I thought he was either going to, you know, show up, like, on a separate ship or something, but I knew that he was not dead.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember thinking that that was really stupid.
Mm-hmm.
That there was no reason for that at all. But I guess all of that may change now. I may think, oh, wow. You know, I think expectation, that's going to be a big part of this is, oh.
Little messages.
It's going to be, I think I had, you know, expectations that were not met at the time. That could be different now. You know, I could feel like my expectations have now been met because I don't have any emotional investment in it anymore.
Sure.
And I feel like that's, in this, like, as we do these, I feel like that's going to be a big theme.
Right.
I could be wrong. I could feel exactly the same. I could love it. I don't know. So,
but my memory, and I don't know how far we should get into this kind of stuff. My memory after the movie was over was you leaned over to me and you go, how do I get my 2 hours back?
Yeah.
And I was genuinely surprised.
Well, this was like, one that we really disagreed on.
Right. And I feel like most of the time our opinion is... Not the same, but I mean, like...
But it's, I mean, it's along the same track.
Sure.
I usually have a much more drastic love or hate, and you know, you can...
The
you
king
tend,
of meh.
Yeah.
It's not so much that, it's more just less extreme
right.
emotions.
But I think that's why we picked this one to do first, was because we were so varied on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess this one's going to affect me a little bit more than it'll affect you. How long ago did you watch it on an airplane?
It's probably been at least 2 years, maybe
okay.
three.
So, because
if it was on an airplane, it probably
yeah, it was
somewhere recent.
Yeah. All right. Well, I mean, there's enough time then for both of us, I think.
Yeah. And how I was saying I was going to pay you back is you've, in a surprise move, you said that Alien 3 is actually pretty good.
Yeah, dude, we need to do that one soon.
I'm very confused by that, but I'll watch it again for you.
I hadn't seen it since childhood, and then I watched it before we did our Alien retrospective, and I remember not being disappointed with it.
Okay.
Tonally and visually, I just thought it was really cool.
Right.
And even story, I didn't think was bad. So, yeah, that's one we'll eventually do. I don't know that we should do two Alien movies back to back, but
right
soon.
Yeah.
I think I need to do The Hateful Eight, but you haven't seen that at all.
Yeah, yeah, I haven't seen it.
Okay, I may need more time to go by.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we've got
the wounds are still fresh.
They're pretty fresh. Well, cool. You want to jump into it?
Let's do it.
Rock and roll. All right, well, we're going to watch a movie. You're welcome to watch as well. And we will meet back here on the other side.
See ya.
Goodbye.
Please!
You knew the risks.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like
that is why, I mean, here's a question.
Yeah.
A meta question. How many chances are we going to give Second Chance Cinema?
Not many. I think okay. This may be a short, because this was my
fear.
Well,
I feel like we're going to give, I mean, you have to give Second Chance Cinema as an idea a second chance.
Right.
But I'm thinking we do three, and if nobody gets to the point where they're thinking differently,
then it's time to.
Then it's.
No, because I know that I have seen movies where I'm like, oh, that wasn't, you know, I don't know why I thought that.
Sure. Mostly, more often than not, I don't know why I thought that was good.
Well, and that'll be interesting, because I'm sure there's going to be a few like that. I mean, do you feel the same as you did when you first watched this?
No, I think each time I watch it, I like it a little less. Okay. And there are definitely things about it, or it's more like, yeah, I know that this aspect of it kind of is dumb, but I don't care. Or okay. Something along those lines.
See, I care, I guess. Mm-hmm. I mean, not that, you know, I just think that it's not a standalone movie. You know what I mean? Like, you mm-hmm. have to look at what came before, and that it doesn't have a universe, and it doesn't really do that universe any justice. And
you mean that was what was created by the other Alien movies?
Yeah. Mm. And I feel like it doesn't, it answers too many questions for there not to have been an immediate sequel. We're getting one 5 years later.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, there's just so many questions. And I truthfully don't even feel like the sequel is going to answer a lot of those.
Well, what questions do you have?
Why is she going after him still? And, you know, like, why does she feel she's entitled? They're not going to answer. She's not going to find out what she wants to know. They're going to rip her fucking head off.
Yeah. I guess you're just supposed to believe that character would be very steadfast in her decisions.
Well, I guess maybe that's part of it, too, because I have a hard time understanding pretty much any of the character motivations in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's because there's a lot of spectacle and not a lot of time spent developing character.
Yeah, it's more, people are introduced more or less in shorthand ways, especially Mr. Badass with the mohawk and the head tattoo.
And they feel like caricatures. They don't feel like actual living, breathing people.
And that, I mean, part of that plays into the idea, just tropes of horror movies, or some horror movies.
Sure, but
but I don't say that to mean that.
Let us not forget
it's good. But I'm just saying, like,
let us not forget that Ridley Scott also created some really incredible characters in the original Alien.
That's what I'm saying, is that you had horror movie tropes in the original Alien, and I feel like there were character tropes to a certain extent, but not to this extent.
No,
they weren't. It's character tropes versus caricatures,
right?
Like you said,
right.
And as we were both discussing, Idris Elba just probably shouldn't have been in the movie, or he should have been a British guy, a Southern, like an American Southern guy. Just doesn't.
He's doing a weird accent.
Yeah, the accent did not work. His demeanor again would have been fine if he'd just been basically playing himself.
Well, and he's just so underutilized that the big finale when he, you know, sacrifices himself, just none of that rings true to me at all. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like, why?
I mean,
you're told that these things are gonna go to Earth. He has no idea. He has a very like limited idea of what's about to happen. I mean, he's going on the word of Shaw.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems so. There wasn't enough development.
No save the kitten moment for Idris Elba's character, because he's extremely cavalier about the guys having to stay in the pyramid overnight.
Right.
He does not. He's just like, good luck.
Yeah, and it's just kind of like at that point I wondered if that was a like if he was part of the like the institution, you know, like if he was part of
Boiling it did Court, kind of seem like it
like at he's moments. A bad guy, you know, mm-hmm. and it's just I don't know.
I think the story is that he doesn't know, but the performance and some of the things he does kind of discredits that a little bit.
Yeah, I think Noomi Rapace is great. Mm-hmm. I think the C-section scene is still one of the like fucking hardest things to watch in cinema, like
yeah.
ever.
I mean, yeah, I think it's great.
That's a really, really good scene. Mm-hmm. I think the engineers look like model Squidward.
You don't know. You should do a side by side post in the group.
Oh, okay, yeah. And then I think that I still think like the engineer stuff is cool.
Mm-hmm.
I think all of the little like there's a lot of little things, but then there's just like these scientists who are trapped in the ship overnight see an alien and decide we're gonna play with it.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of like, what?
Yeah, and they don't really give you long enough to know that guy other than, you know, he has that one moment where he's like, he's like twiddling his glasses at the thing. He's like, well, how do we know that? Like, yeah. Whenever he interjects something and he's got like this annoying, like you felt like he really came up with this whole backstory.
Right.
And Ridley was just really like, yeah, whatever, do what you want. And I don't know why I made him sound like Paul McCartney, but do what you want.
Yeah. I wrote a song about an octopus. Yep. I don't know. Again, poor character motivations, poor character arcs.
The other flaw being that it is a little long.
I'm exhausted.
It's a little long for the material, and but talking about all that, we both agreed that it looks pretty
stunning,
pretty good.
It is a stunning movie. I mean, seeing it on the big screen originally, and now even now, you know, I mean, the cinematography doesn't lose its impact. You know that mm-hmm. that opening with you know just the landscape shots is gorgeous.
Yeah,
it you know it comes off like a National Geographic special, which is mm-hmm. fine because I mean that stuff's beautiful. I just wish that the rest of the movie supported that beautiful, you know, imagery.
Yeah, it does seem like a lot of work was put into creating the look. Because, I mean, it's obviously augmented
right.
by CGI, but you can tell there's some kind of practical element to all the,
right.
the monster effects. And it just, I mean, like we were saying, it looks kind of like stop motion-y.
Yeah.
So you know they put a lot of time into that, but you just feel like so much shorthand was used in the script.
Yeah.
That it just sort of detracted from the final product.
Yeah, and I feel like the Wayland bit is dumb. Like, I don't think there's any need for it.
Mm-hmm. I like some of the development of Wayland's character and knowing, you know, just how ruthless the company is or how ruthless he is. I think that works for me on some level, but...
But... gives a shit like that he's there. I mean, he's dispatched, and as soon as he gets on the ship, I mean, it's you know, he's in the movie for 15 minutes, if that, and it's just kind of like, what was the point?
I mean, it worked for me. I don't know that I needed a point.
It just seems like I don't know. I mean, I just feel like maybe with everything else, it was just kind of like, all right, enough.
I feel like there was maybe, and this could be part of that, there was maybe a lot of the whole, just trying to recapture the magic of the first one, and obviously there are major revelations in the first movie.
Yeah.
About, whatever the character's name is, the robot.
Yeah.
And then about the intentions of, you know, the company. Literally. And, but I feel like there are some other things that they tried to harken back to that, for better or for worse, really, you know...
Missed the mark?
Well, no, I'm saying for better or for worse, that's what Ridley and company were trying to do.
Well, yeah, I don't disagree, but it just... I don't know.
Because going along with the effects thing, probably my favorite thing about Prometheus was the willingness to explore... the xenomorph. and the nature of the Xenomorph.
But do you understand the Xenomorph any better?
I think the other movies totally ignored the fact that it was a Xenomorph. It basically turns into either a lot of them or a dog version of the alien.
Right.
Or just more humanoid aliens. Right. And to me, the interesting thing about the alien and Xenomorph is that it can be all kinds of different things.
Sure.
And, I feel like you get a much better idea, especially by the end when, it comes out of the engineer and it's more humanoid at right. that point.
I just wish there was a little bit of a better, maybe like I don't need them to present me with a flow chart, but I mean,
mm-hmm.
I still would like to. I mean, people have done it, you know, where they say, well, this equals this, or this species plus this species equals this, right. you know. And I mean, I get that. I don't know. I still feel a disconnect between what the Xenomorph is in this and what it is in the original films.
Right. And that's the problem. I mean, that's part of the problem is that there's no consistent.
Right. There's no through line.
Right. And you've got literally a different director for every movie.
Right.
And then you've got, here's something that occurred to me this time when I was watching it. It was almost like James Cameron had a hand in making this movie because it had a lot of dumb cliches in it. And I associate dumb, we talked about me and James, how I feel about James Cameron is just that like, yeah, even his best movies are full of really dumb cliches.
Right.
So it feels like there were a lot of lines where you looked at me with that look in your eye of, I can't believe they just did that. And to me, it felt like, you know, they were picking up the How to Write a Movie handbook.
Right.
And not really straying too much from formula. And doing a lot of things that had been done before.
Right.
And not, you know, just not trying too hard.
No, I don't feel like the movie tries hard enough for the universe that it inhabits.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what it comes down to.
And I mean, Ridley Scott, I just feel like he has no. He may be the same person, but I just don't feel like him or a lot of other people like him have a reason to try quite as hard as they did in their early, you know, their 20s or their early 30s.
Maybe that's the problem. I mean, you know, it's just like, I mean, fuck, James Cameron's going to do 4 more Avatar movies, so it's kind of like you lost your edge.
Yeah, so it's, I mean, in theory, David Fincher directing one makes perfect sense. It just, you know, in my opinion, it didn't work out. So it could be that this should have been written or directed by somebody, I mean, it was written by Newer Blood. It wasn't written by Ridley Scott, but maybe.
It was written by Damon Lindelof, who is responsible for Lost. So.
Sure.
Yeah. And I just feel like it shares some in common with that, as much as giving you a lot of puzzle pieces that don't necessarily go together.
Right, and I'm fine with that, but it's a weird juxtaposition to have some very confusing plot elements and then some very, as you said, boneheaded elements.
Yeah.
Like the whole zombie British guy spider incident. Like that's just not precedented in the alien universe at all. So it's just kind of like, okay, where did that come from?
Right.
And I felt like you had either another Xenomorph opportunity there, another monster opportunity, but bringing him back as a weird, murderous, bulbous head, gorilla.
It was just a weird, like, horror moment that just felt like it was out of a different movie.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like an Event Horizon moment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It felt like hell is just a word, you know? The reality was much, much worse.
Stop it. You have to stop. Well, I don't feel any differently about this movie. I don't think I don't think it was time wasted, so I guess that's good. I think that it, I mean, I think that I still like the same things I liked the first time.
Yeah.
So yeah. It's an interesting experiment.
Yeah. I'm obviously, like I said, you know, I'm liking it a little less each time I see it. But then the things I do like about it, I'm liking just as much.
Right. Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, I don't feel recumbent bike. bikes. I don't feel any differently, but yeah, I do like this the same stuff, you know, so I guess that's good. I'll be really curious to see what Alien Covenant is, what it becomes.
Right.
Because I definitely don't feel, or I feel like they're going to need to answer some of these questions.
Sure.
At least I hope they do.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
First Chance Cinema.
First Chance Cinema. That was good. Yeah. Like, yeah. That's the end of that.
Okay.
This has been the first episode of Second Chance Cinema.
Mm-hmm.
We'll let you know when we're going to do another one. I don't know what the next one should be.
We'll figure it out. Alien 3 is probably too soon.
Yeah.
We'll think of something.
All right. Well, we'll
not Jurassic World.
No, we talked about that off mic, that Jurassic World is still a turd.
Yep. Doesn't deserve a second chance.
Maybe the
second... I mean, I gave it a second chance. We just didn't do a show.
Maybe the second or third one in the Jurassic Park series.
Okay.
Because
I watched like half of Lost World and I didn't hate it.
I remember not liking it very much, but gymnastic raptor fights.
Yeah.
We'll see y'all next time.
All right.
You've been. Who have you been?
Cameron B. Jaws.
I've been Mike D. We'll see you next time on Bigger Shows, Second Chance Cinema.
Okay, bye.
Bye. We're going to need a big show. We're going to need a bigger show with Mike D.